This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Mo Rocca, and Angela Nissel. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, the limericks have arrived from the factory in Nantucket. If you'd like to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Angela, 2 days of work by 8 Tibetan monks. An intricately colored sand painting on the floor of Kansas City's Union Station was destroyed by who?
People's feet.
No, they had it roped off.
Oh, okay.
Nobody thought of that. They'd walk on it if we did it on the floor.
Was destroyed by...
You hear about this? Well, it looked like a sandbox, I guess.
Oh, kids playing
yes,
in it?
Yes, it could be one kid, a toddler, who crawled under the barrier and danced in the sand. Security cameras show the mother and toddler entering the train station. The mom walks ahead to take care of something. The child notices some pretty colors in the floor behind this rope, so he ducks under the rope and starts dancing on the sand. Destroys the whole thing. Then the station's head of security says, quote, the mother summarily picked the child up and boogied.
Now that the monks get mad at this?
Well, no, these are monks. These are Tibetan monks. They're totally cool. The head monk said, no problem. We do not get despondent. We have 3 days more, so we'll have to work harder. And he was then heard to mutter under his breath, but we do hope the little brat gets reincarnated as a centipede.
I have 11 cats and 2 litter boxes. We would love this art film.
Kid comes in.
How much do monks charge? Because if I could get a monk to sift, man, that would be so great.
Paula, great news from science.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
At least one area.
Researchers in Argentina have discovered that they can cure jet lag in hamsters simply by giving them what common medication?
Viagra?
Exactly right. So you want to find...
I just used logic.
I think... So let's say you want to find a cure for jet lag.
First, in hamsters.
Well, the first thing you need...
There's nothing worse than taking a trip with a hamster, and then you get there...
Yeah, that's terrible.
...and the hamster can't enjoy the sights.
Does this work for gerbils? Because that's what I've been looking for.
No, it does not work for gerbils. There's a difference between gerbils
and
hamsters.
I know, but I mean...
You don't just throw all rodents into one lump like that.
Although you give them enough Viagra, that's how they end up. But the point is... The point is, what you do if you want to cure jet lag, you get a bunch of hamsters.
Yeah.
And then you give them jet lag, which you do to a hamster, by turning the lights on and off and various patterns to disrupt their sleep patterns. So now they're disoriented. And then you take half the hamsters and you give them Viagra. And then you test the hamsters as they do hamster tasks, which involves basically running in that wheel. And you find out that the hamsters that you give the Viagra to are better at doing their hamster tasks. They recover from the jet lag better than the other ones. They discovered, though, that they had to quickly bring down the dosage because the expected side effect became distracting both to the hamsters and the scientists. I mean, there's nothing that can ruin an experiment more than dozens of priapic hamsters running around trying to score. It's...
Now, who do you consult if the hamster is running on that treadmill for more than 6 hours?
Call your doctor. It's amazing. One of the hamsters is able to instantly, even though it's got those little paws, throw a football through a tire swing. It's crazy. Anyway, so it's very exciting research, but upon learning that travelers might start taking Viagra just before international flights, every flight attendant in the world immediately quit.
It's going to be crazy getting off flights now. They're already so cramped.
I know, it's going to be nuts. And can you imagine the cries of pain when the tray tables go down? You know?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
No one said anything about using this on humans. No. This is strictly hamster research. Where have you gone with this?
I just know that I now need an exit row at all times.
Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.